Hello, and welcome to your AQA GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in the entire specification, energy transfers and efficiency. This is topic 4.1.3. And trust me, once you really get this, you'll see it pop up everywhere in physics. So grab your revision notes, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to state the principle of conservation of energy, calculate efficiency like a pro, describe how energy gets wasted and why, and explain how we reduce those unwanted transfers. These are all real exam skills that directly earn you marks. Let's go. Section 1. The principle of conservation of energy. Right, let's start with the big one, the principle of conservation of energy. This is absolutely fundamental. It underpins everything in this topic and honestly, a huge chunk of GCSE physics. Here it is. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred, stored, or dissipated. Say that again with me. Transferred, stored, or dissipated. Now, why does this matter so much? Because it means that whenever energy seems to disappear in a system, like when a car engine gets hot or a light bulb warms up, the energy hasn't gone anywhere. It's just been transferred into a form we didn't want, usually heat, or as we say in physics, it's been dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Here's a really important language point, and examiners are very specific about this. Do not say energy is lost. Energy is never lost. It is dissipated. Dissipated means it spreads out into the surroundings in a way that's no longer useful. The examiners will not award marks for lost energy. They want to see dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a 100-pound note. You spend 40 pounds on something useful, a textbook, let's say. The other 60 pounds you accidentally drop in a puddle and it gets washed away. The money isn't destroyed. It still exists somewhere, but it's no longer useful to you. That's exactly what happens with energy. The total always adds up to the original input. Section 2. Energy stores and pathways. Now, let's talk about how energy is stored and how it moves around. AQA uses specific language here, and you need to use it too. Energy is stored in what we call energy stores. There are 8 of them you need to know. Kinetic, thermal, chemical, gravitational potential, elastic potential, magnetic, electrostatic, and nuclear. Energy moves between these stores via pathways. The main pathways are mechanical work, electrical work, heating, and radiation. So for example, when you plug in a kettle, electrical energy is transferred from the chemical store of the power station through electrical pathways into the thermal store of the water. Simple, but here's the key. Not all of that electrical energy ends up in the water. Some of it heats up the kettle itself, the wires, the surrounding air. That energy has been dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. It's not useful, it's wasted, and this is exactly where efficiency comes in. Section 3, efficiency. Efficiency is one of the most tested calculations in this entire topic. Let's nail it. Efficiency tells us what fraction of the total input energy is actually useful. The formula is efficiency equals useful output energy transfer divided by total input energy transfer. You can also express this as a percentage by multiplying by 100. And you can use the same formula with power instead of energy. Efficiency equals useful output power divided by total input power. Now, here's the critical thing. Efficiency is always between 0 and 1 as a decimal, or between 0% and 100% as a percentage. It can never be greater than 1 or greater than 100%. If you get an answer bigger than that, you've put the numbers the wrong way around. Flip the fraction. Let me walk you through an example. A light bulb receives 100 joules of electrical energy. It transfers 5 joules as useful light energy. The rest, 95 joules, is dissipated as heat to the surroundings. Efficiency equals 5 divided by 100, which equals 0.05. As a percentage, that's 5%. That's a pretty inefficient bulb. And that's why we switched to LED bulbs. They're much more efficient, transferring a much higher proportion of input energy as useful light. One more thing on efficiency. It has no units. Don't write joules or watts after your efficiency value. It's just a number or a percentage. Section 4. Reducing unwanted energy transfers. So now we know energy gets wasted, usually as heat. The big question is, how do we reduce this? AQA focuses on 2 main methods, lubrication and thermal insulation. Let's start with lubrication. Friction is the enemy of efficiency in mechanical systems. When two surfaces rub together, like gears in an engine or a bicycle chain, friction converts kinetic energy into thermal energy. That heat is dissipated to the surroundings. It's wasted. Lubrication reduces friction. When you add oil or grease between moving surfaces, it creates a thin layer that reduces the contact between the surfaces. Less friction means less energy transferred to the thermal store. More energy stays in the kinetic store where it's useful. The exam mark scheme will award a mark for lubrication reduces friction, which reduces the transfer of energy to the thermal store of the surroundings. That's the full chain of reasoning they want to see. Now, thermal insulation, this is about reducing the rate at which energy is transferred by conduction, convection, or radiation. Think about a house. Heat flows from the warm inside to the cold outside. We want to slow that down. We use materials that are poor thermal conductors, like fiberglass wool in the loft or foam in cavity walls. These materials have low thermal conductivity, which means energy passes through them slowly. Here's a key phrase: reduces the rate of energy transfer. Not just keeps it warm. The examiners want to see that you understand it's about the rate, how quickly energy moves, not just whether it moves at all. And here's an important distinction. Thermal conductivity is a property of the material. Temperature is a measure of how hot something is. Don't confuse them. A material with high thermal conductivity transfers energy quickly regardless of temperature. Also, thickness matters. A thicker layer of insulation means energy has further to travel, so the rate of transfer is reduced even more. Candidates who link thickness to rate of transfer will earn that extra mark. Section 5, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number 1, inverting the efficiency fraction. So many candidates divide the total input by the useful output and get a number greater than 1. Always do a sanity check. If your efficiency is more than 1 or more than 100%, you've got it backwards. Common mistake number 2, using the phrase lost energy. As I said earlier, energy is never lost. It is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Learn that phrase. Write it in your sleep. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to convert units. If the question gives you energy in kilojoules, convert to joules before calculating. If time is in minutes, convert to seconds before calculating power. Power equals energy divided by time, but only if both are in standard units, joules and seconds. Common mistake number 4, adding units to efficiency. Efficiency is dimensionless. No joules, no watts, just a decimal or a percentage. Now, command words. For a state question, 1 or 2 marks, give a brief factual answer. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred, stored, or dissipated. Done. For a calculate question, always show you're working. Write the formula first. Substitute the values, calculate the answer, include units, except for efficiency, which has none. For a explain question, especially 4 to 6 marks, use the word because to link cause and effect. Lubrication reduces friction because it creates a layer between surfaces, which reduces the transfer of energy to the thermal store of the surroundings, increasing efficiency. For a 6-mark question on reducing energy waste, structure your answer like this. Identify the cause of waste, name the solution, explain the mechanism, and link it to efficiency. That's 4 clear points, and you'll pick up all the marks. Section 6, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Time for a quick quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. State the principle of conservation of energy. Answer. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred, stored, or dissipated. Question 2. Write the formula for efficiency. Answer. Efficiency equals useful output energy transfer divided by total input energy transfer. Question 3. A motor takes in 500 joules and produces 350 joules of useful kinetic energy. What is its efficiency? Answer. 350 divided by 500 equals 0.7 or 70%. Question 4. What happens to the wasted energy in a system? Answer. It is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Question 5. Name 2 ways to reduce unwanted energy transfers. Answer. lubrication to reduce friction, and thermal insulation to reduce the rate of conductive energy transfer. Question 6. Why does a thicker layer of insulation reduce energy transfer more effectively? Answer. Because the energy has further to travel through the insulating material, reducing the rate of transfer. How did you do? If you got all 6, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember for the exam. 1, energy is conserved. It cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred, stored, or dissipated. 2, efficiency equals useful output divided by total input. It is always between 0 and 1, or 0% and 100%. It has no units. 3, wasted energy is dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings. Never say lost. 4, lubrication reduces friction, reducing transfer to the thermal store. Insulation reduces the rate of energy transfer by conduction. 5. Always convert units before calculating, kilojoules to joules, minutes to seconds. That's it for today's episode on energy transfers and efficiency. You've covered the principle of conservation of energy, how to calculate and interpret efficiency, how energy is wasted, and how to reduce those unwanted transfers. These are all high-value exam skills. Keep practicing those calculations, use the correct terminology, and remember, if your efficiency is over 100%, flip the fraction. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. See you in the next episode.